to attain ilm, in other words, to acquire knowledge. Outwardly, when we look at this, we think that this is a common thing, a normal thing. But if we experience this and look closer, then we realize that from amongst many people who are the students who come to learn education, some students very quickly, alhamdulillah, attain success and qualify. And some talib ilm, some students, they don't sort of progress and they stop en route during that process of learning. Could be any ilm, could be the books, ilm, hadith, ilm, Quran, ilm. It could be ilm of marifah, it could be tasawwuf. All of these are ulum, different sort of subjects and knowledge, but they have all the same approach, approximately you could say. And in the institutions, you go and attend the institutions to learn ilm. So ilm, dhahiri, hadith, Quran, you go to the institutes to learn this ilm, and to learn the ilm of tasawwuf, the ilm of the batin, you go to the khankas. When you learn ilm in the institutes, you have the muhaddithin and mufassireen of the Quran, and the teachers of the tasawwuf subject, the tasawwuf, are the mashaykh, are the sheikhs. But the principle of learning ulum, the knowledge of tasawwuf, the principle is similar to when you learn the ilmiyat from the kitabs. So the points for attaining success that the pious predecessors have mentioned, how to attain success, the principles that we need to adhere to and follow. If a person doesn't have fikr or doesn't pay attention to the principles that need to be followed to attain ilm, then he cannot acquire the knowledge. And because we are all students, alhamdulillah, Allah selected us and chosen us to learn the knowledge of the tasawwuf. May Allah Ta'ala give us success in acquiring this ilm, this knowledge. Allah Ta'ala has set aside great rewards when a person passes and qualifies in this subject of the tasawwuf. There are great rewards Allah Ta'ala set aside for passing in the tasawwuf. So we should do dua, we should pray, we should have fikr and concern that Allah Ta'ala, He's given us this path, He's allowed us to enter into this domain, then may Allah Ta'ala give us success as well. My Hazrat Nurullah Marqada rahimahullah used to say that this is that subject, that path through which the whole of your life in the dunya and the akhirah gets, you can say, smooth. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam become pleased and your qalb becomes enlightened. So a great reward that the wali of Allah, my teacher, and he allowed me to learn as a student from him. And it was a great achievement, a great company. But the people who have understanding, they really understand that this is a very elevated path that Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to progress upon. I'm a student, I've entered into a class. This is not some minor thing. So the greatness of this should be in the heart of the insan. Now some people, they come and they sit in the classroom and the Dars of Bukhari is taking place and the phone's ringing at the back. Yes, so they've reached to the 6th year, 7th year, Mishqat Bukhari, and they're at the back listening to the phone, or joking, etc. In the same way, the ilm of tasawwuf, students come, they sit in dhikr, but despite this, there's no improvement. They don't embark on that path, the tariqah. And what big loss they will earn in the akhirah, that when a student fails, and his name is not advertised in the paper. You know, the papers in Pakistan, the names are published, and you see his face, that for days he doesn't leave home, he's ashamed, I've failed, that whoever's going to see me in the path, they'll ask me, what happened, what marks did you get? I'll say, I failed. So he doesn't even leave home for days. So imagine on the plane of Hashr, what will happen to us? What will be our consequence? How will we be saved there? And people will point with the fingers, I look at this shakhs, this individual, Allah gave him a teacher, a guide and a path, and look at the maqam of those who passed, and look at these, they haven't even passed, they failed. Isn't this the case? So why do we consider this as a minor? And today it's a minor, we consider this. Everything is from Allah. Everything that is given to a person, it comes from Allah. It's not my strength that I could come here. It's not your strength that you could come here. That I don't even have the power, the strength to walk into this masjid to do the dhikr of Allah. nor those who have gathered it is their power or their effort. Thousands of wasawis and whispers of shaitan are created, and oh no, there's no need for this, why should I do this, there's no need. We're sat in the majma, in the gathering, but the waswas of shaitan is there. Oh no, no, this is not right, or this is wrong, someone told me that this is wrong, this is not correct. But Allah Ta'ala, whoever He loves, He makes that person adhere to that path with regularity. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, stay here, you don't need to leave. Allah Ta'ala shows that this is the love Allah Ta'ala has with His servant. Subhanallah. So, just a few things that, mashallah, you will hear, and they're very beneficial things that the pious elders have told us. And to attain this ilm, the pious predecessors have given us the categories and the subject knowledge and specifics and principles. So listen, those who are listening, men and women, whoever sat here, listen carefully, attentively. Let's not leave this dunya as losers. Okay, so the first point the pious predecessors have told us from their experiences is that when you go set out to attain this ilm and you sit next to your teacher, it's a teacher, sheikh, peer, murshid, ustad, same thing, teacher, whatever ilm you are going to learn, and you're going to learn fiqh, jurisprudence, a hadith, but at this moment we're learning the ilm of tasawwuf, ilm batin. So what's the principle that we need to adhere to? The pious predecessors have taught us the principles. They've stated that whenever your ustad, teacher, murshid, when he repeats time and time again the same subject matter, a point a few times over he's mentioned, he has repeated, and you're sat and you sit down and you listen, and on any maqam he repeats again, he reminds, he revises, then be careful of one thing, the talib ilm, the student. And what is it that he should be careful about? That in his heart, the student should have no sort of feeling of boredom. Oh, it's repetitive. Or in the heart, oh, I don't feel like listening to this. Or it doesn't accept your heart. That's that person. What are the words that I'm trying to think? You can use the word boredom, or lethargic, or rejection, or you could say doubt. Rather, it's stated further than this, that 1,000 times, even if your teacher is repeating the lesson, then the talib ilm, the student, he should get as much enjoyment, he should feel so much greatness at the 1,000th time as if he was hearing it for the first time. Subhanallah. This is how much greatness should be placed on hearing the words that are repeated by the teacher. Very important. You see this normally, someone's repeating something. Oh, I heard this before. Then he starts to feel sleepy. I've heard this before. No, 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 no. Think that this is bi-idhnillah. Allah Ta'ala sends everything. The repetitive reminding, explaining, discussing, and we listening and receiving, most definitely yaqeenan, Allah Ta'ala's hikmah is in this, that we are not understanding the point that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned before to us. There's something very valuable that we're missing out on. So repeatedly, Allah Ta'ala is repeating the message to us, and we should feel as if it's the first time we're hearing this. So Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's mercy comes with karam, that word, that lesson, it starts to take effect on that person's life, that with that point he reaches to the uruj, the heights of understanding and amal. Now here, shaitan and nafs, they take a person downhill, reverse mode, boredom, lethargic. I've heard this before, I've come before, and Sheikh Saab said this before. The words that the Sheikh is mentioning, naturally a student wants a new point, a new lesson, and these are people who are the students of their nafs, they're not the students of Allah. They come to attain enjoyment, hear something new, want a naat, want to hear a couplet, want to hear some melody. And this is the style of those who are speakers, lecturers, and they enjoy, make the people in the world, in the gathering enjoy themselves. I can make you sit down for 2 hours, 3 hours, and you'll enjoy yourself. You won't get bored. And they try to make people enjoy themselves. And you see this in majmas, in big gatherings. But these classes of tasawwuf, ilm of the batin, this is not about enjoyment and melody. Here is adab, manners, attention, and focus. And this is the objective of why we are here. And a person has come to such a place where our yaqeen should be such that there's nothing made up here. That whatever our shaykh, our murshid, our teacher, whatever he's saying from his blessed statements, this is bi'idhnillah, and we will get great benefit from this. We should have so much yaqeen, even if 10,000 times I go to his majlis, is gathering and hear this, but shaitan says, oh, it's the same things being repeated. What's the point again? We go to thousands of other people. We'll run to hundreds of other gatherings. Shaitan will say, oh, Shaykh Sahib is repeating the same words he said last time. Oh no, I'll come to dhikr at that time. What's the point of hearing the bayan? The discussion. So many people have heard saying this. They have this approach. And many others have heard saying that, Hazrat, if you don't speak, then we switch it off. We don't listen because we don't get enjoyment. Look at the contrast between the two. So in the same way, the difference that Allah Ta'ala says that is present within students, that person who feels that it's repeatedly the same message and I'm getting bored and I'll look at late, then he's got a big gap in his passion for Allah Ta'ala's nearness. He has then embarked on the journey for getting Allah Ta'ala's nearness and closeness. He has some other desires and demands in his heart and nafs. He has other requirements. I want this, I want my du'as accepted. We say, oh, my du'a has not been accepted. I've gone to the gathering, I came thinking this, you said to me that this is a blessed gathering and the du'as accepted. People like this do come. So about these people, the pious treatises have said what? That these people, they are losers from ilm. They have lost out from the ilm, from knowledge. This is the title of this person, that he is lost from the ilm. Who are those who lose from ilm? Who lose out? They keep coming, they do dhikr, they're sitting down, but they're not sitting there in reality. They're not doing dhikr of Allah. They're not focused, they're not attached to that gathering. That inside them, they have not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a big gap and a loss and a thing that lacks in the student. May Allah ta'ala protect us from this. Another principle that the pious predecessors and the elders have told us about, this number two point now, is that the talib ilm, the student, just like a person hears something good, or he goes to his sheikh, teacher, to his murshid, his guide, and some students, what happens amongst them is that, for example, there are messages coming in the morning or through text or through messages. Generally speaking, the sheikh is explaining something. Today, the generation we're living, before there used to be books and knowledge was within books and you had to read. Today we have the internet. Yeah, we have the internet, and via the internet everyone's become an alim and a mufti today. There are so many scholars, it's not hard to become a mufti today. Mufti internet, mashallah. If you want a fatwa, go onto the internet. Oh, he's saying this, this sheikh's saying this, no, the other scholar saying this. Contrast, opposing, and they spoil the iman and waste the iman of people. A lot of impurity has spread amongst the dunya of ilm. So my first mashura, my friends, you are students, that never should you go to the internet to seek the guidance from a sheikh or somebody, because you will lose out. One topic, you'll get thousands of different opinions. No, you can do this, this is permissible, that. And thousands of different contrasting directions will be seen. So never go towards the internet or type on the keyboard. Oh, I was looking on the internet, I can't see your dhikr on the internet, one person said to me. And I said, then why don't you take bayah with the internet? Why have you come to me? So, subhanAllah. That why don't you take the hand of the internet? Shahadu Allah ilaha illallah, you are my peer, O internet, and I am your murid. Now tell me, what shall I do, O internet? What a bad thing. What a bad state of affairs. That if you are the murid of the sheikh and you're taking mashura from the internet, the first principle is, what's the loss from the internet? Is a straight away shaitan attacks. My Hazrat Nur al-Marqada, rahmatullah, used to say, that save yourself from one thing you will not be able to recognize. What a great point. That we need the sheikh, and we need our sheikh until the grave. For which reason? That you cannot recognize nafs and shaitan's attacks. You will never recognize. Doesn't matter whatever maqam Allah Ta'ala makes you, high level mu'min, but until that grave you need the guidance of your sheikh, the teacher. The sheikh doesn't need you. Hazrat said this, you need the sheikh. And the walis of Allah said this, because these were people who had no pride, no desire for fame or acceptance. And the good student embraces the nasiha. I was such a student that 60 years have passed, alhamdulillah, no day passes where I do not read the mamulat of Hazrat Sheikh. 7-8 lines I read, then I go to sleep. That today, what is my Hazrat saying to me? I imagine that I'm sat in the gathering of Hazrat Sahib, Alhamdulillah, my Shaykh. After that, I pray Nafil Salah. First, I read Nafil Salah. Then I go after Ishraq. This is my habit. Then Hazrat's Mamulat that was recorded. We used to write down what was Hazrat saying and telling us. And then I used to sit at the back and write everything, record things, and I knew that this is something the time will pass. Hazrat Sahib knew that the time will come when they won't be there, and then I will never get these words again, ever again, from anybody else. And I swear by Allah, life, and great pious people are sitting, and I swear by Allah that the words I heard from Hazrat Sahib until today, I could not hear from anybody else. Until today, from nobody else. The effect of those words so much, every day, just like I said to you before, that every word, even if 1,000 times the Shaykh repeats, I swear by Allah, you should feel in the same way when I read the words of Hazrat Sahib. It's just like I was sat there when I used to cry, the same way the tears come out of eyes, and then I sit and then I go to sleep after that. SubhanAllah. I am a useless individual, and I'm telling you this for your passion, but I accept, I know, I realize that you are 1,000 times more than that, better than me as students. Your aqeedah, your love, your muhabbat is more than me. MashaAllah, I am useless. And that's why I'm saying, so that you can create love and passion within you. So what's the muqabala between me and you? In reality, I'm behind you. I'm very behind. MashaAllah, you work hard, you come regularly, you hear, and I'm useless in that regard. So I saw that there's the effect of Hazrat Sahib's advice, and today the effect is the same, just like I've just left Hazrat Sahib's majlis, such a great gathering of a kutub and aktab of a ghawth, and you leave that every day. Tell me the enjoyment and the realization. So a person becomes pure and clean within the desire to get close to Allah. Allah Ta'ala creates those enjoyments and the emotions. I tell you a reality, a truth, that we have a friend. This, you are my friends, and this is a special gathering. Sometimes I start to smell the fragrance of Gadai Sharif, my Sheikh's town, in the gathering. SubhanAllah, a person starts to feel this. And sometimes I smell that fragrance when I'm thinking of Hazrat Sahib, reading his statements, and then in that feeling I go to sleep. So Allah Ta'ala has given a path. Allah says, you have to learn how to get close to me through this path. This is your teacher, that's it. Don't look beyond your teacher. Okay, whatever weakness there is or shortcoming, but be consistent. So what's the second point? A very good point that was taught to us by the pious elders is that there could be one shaykh, he gives a wazifa, gives you lessons of recitation. There are many things to recite and pray, worship, kitabs, Qurans. You could do many thousands of different actions over throughout the day, wazifas and lessons and recitations, praise SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi. That what prayer do we look at? Great wazifas, Durood Sharif. You could recite Durood Sharif. You've read Fadail, and you could be lost in every Fadail. So vast. But Allah Ta'ala says that I give you an easy method. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given upon what? That whatever the Shaykh prescribes to you according to your capacity and capability, all of the worship under the sun will come under the umbrella of the actions that the Shaykh has told you to practice. This is Ismi Adam. If your Shaykh says, say subhanallah 100 times, that's enough. And if someone's reciting Durood 1,000 times, look, he's writing Durood 1,000 times, he's got Fadail more, he's reading Nafal, and I've not been told to do this, because the nafs wants to betray you, take you off the track. Or should I start doing this, what the other brother is doing? And he goes to the Shaykh after. I said, I feel like also I want to recite Durood Sharif, I want to pray Nawafil, voluntary prayers, I feel like doing this and that. Should I do another action, or should I do another voluntary action or action of worship? This is called Riya. This is called going beyond the remit. This is not recommended. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wanted to give to you, He's given to you. And you should be hundreds of thousands of times over grateful that Allah Ta'ala has saved you from a big calamity. You have no need to ask for more. Example, that do you want to eat the mango, or do you want to count the number of seeds that there are there of the mangoes you've eaten? If you've eaten the mango, then you suck the seed inside and you throw it away. Allah Ta'ala knows that we human beings, that's our nature, we want more. There's greed, our fitrah, that when you'll start today with josh, passion, 1,000 durood sharif and nafil, but the biggest, you can say the worst thing that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like is that when you start following the advice of the Shaykh, then you start doing nafil fast, nafil ibadah, Nafil recitation and Shaban fasting extra. Look, my Shaykh, what he told me, the ma'mool, the practice, the regular. You have to ask yourself, what is the prescription my Shaykh sent to? And everything that I'm getting the thawab for every other ibadah, through the prescription of the dhikr that my shaykh has told me to do. And when I become capable, my shaykh will automatically tell me what to do. Automatically. So this is the hukam that the pious elders are given, that don't select yourself the acts of worship. Don't open the next chapter yourself. Don't select your own wazaif and lessons and ask the teacher, shall I do this and that? Rather, what should we do? Nothing extra. Because the person who wants to do extra and go over and above what he's been given, then he can spend his whole life, but he'll lose the reward of the ilm he was learning in the hereafter. He will lose from that ilm. His sitting company of the shaykh, sitting for years, he'll lose out. He won't attain anything. I'll give an example of this, which are written in the kitabs. This example, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, was a great sheikh, great scholar, rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah's mercy be upon him. And Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith, his title. Isn't this the title? And he said, how did I become this? He himself explained that his ustad, Muhammad, he used to study Kitab al-Salah from his ustad. And he was the student of his sheikh. And his name was maybe Ismail. He said, look, what you should do is that I will explain to you that you leave and start reading hadith. Subhanallah. What should you start doing? Go towards hadith, focus on hadith. That's it. Ustad told him, Imam Bukhari, doesn't matter if his taste or desire or strength were in another field. He said, what did I do? I took hold of hadith. And he said that when I took hold of hadith, then my link with hadith became so good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or my istiqamah, made me Amirul Mu'mineen fil hadith. Subhanallah. So he's explaining how he attained his maqam. He said, I didn't turn back. That in fiqh, jurisprudence, there was so much knowledge he could have disseminated, but he said, I then focus on hadith. Why? Why is this? Because bi-idhnillah, Allah Ta'ala showed that his link is with this. If he understands this guidance he's been given, then he will succeed. That just like, for example, when we go to the walis of Allah, we say, can you give us bayah and dhikr? That's it. Now, if this is now between you and Allah, you've created the relationship. You're not putting the hand in the hand of the sheikh. Yes, you are physically, but you are doing the bayah with Allah, because the sheikh is the wasila to Allah. And the sheikh is also dependent that this student has come to me. And Allah Ta'ala says, explained in Surah Mumtahinna, Allah Ta'ala said that these believing women, when they come to you, O Rasul, my Rasul, Allah says, that I'm sending to you the believing women, give them bayah, give them the pledge of allegiance. And then Allah Ta'ala said, give them such a bayah that take promises from them first. So who's taking the promise? Allah is taking the promise. And whose hand is it physically? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what a great learning for us about bayah, pledging allegiance to the teacher. So when somebody has a high maqam, the student, when he passes through the company of the teacher and the learnings and the direction, imagine the heights that the student will achieve. But what do we need to do? Control our nafs and shaitan and the teacher and the murshid and the sheikh. We need to follow him completely. Whatever he gives and prescribes, take it wholeheartedly, happily, and practice it. And whoever does this, doesn't look left and right, and doesn't take wazifa's lesson from the internet, oh, I'll do this today, I'll do that action tomorrow, I'll start nawafil prayer, I'll hide away and do nafil, and you'll see that individual, doesn't matter how much hard he is trying, but you'll say, I've done 1,000 durood, they'll show off, I'm doing other actions, I'm praying nawafil, morning and evening, I'm keeping fast, I'm doing this, and I'm not telling Hazrat Sahib. And he hasn't told me, he said, oh, leave it, I'm sat in itikaf, I'm doing other actions. Then what does that person become? He becomes a loser in the realm of ilm, because he's following his nafs and shaitan. Allah Ta'ala's hikmah, Allah Ta'ala said that you do this and you'll have the link with your teacher and you'll become successful. So my brothers, these are small points, but the pious predecessors have in a beautiful way presented them to us. And this is reality, that the student, the reason for being a failure are these. Not this that he hasn't come to dhikr or no. But this complaint, you know, these small points, these are totke, small points. And these points, when we fail in them, they destroy the student. Maybe looking small physically, but very big points. May Allah Ta'ala make our yaqeen strong. Ameen.